What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Oh my gosh, this episode of The Walking Dead has seriously left me speechless. We're going to talk about the big secret that was revealed and so much more starting right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Mind blown!
Literally could only
freaking mind blown. Oh my gosh. What's up, guys? Happy Monday. Thank you for joining us for another after show of The Walking Dead. I'm your host, Benny Adams, and before we get into anything else, I have to introduce you to the lovely Miss April.
What's up, everybody? I don't know why I'm smiling right now because I'm just right?
I know.
Tripping still.
Yeah, yeah. Tim and Krista are not here right now. They are off fighting that good fight.
We're here
holding down the fort.
Yes.
All right.
What an episode to hold down.
I
just
know,
with two
right?
people because holy smokes.
It was crazy.
Literally, that's what I have to say.
right. We have so much to talk about today, including our special segments, and then one of my favorite topics, our predictions. But before we get into any of that, what did you think of this episode?
I mean, I'm just shocked. Like, leave it to The Walking Dead. You know, we've been saying the whole time, like, when is this going to happen? You know, we know certain things are going to happen. I was blindsided. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was blindsided. You know, you guessed like part of what happened, but just the fact that everything went down how it did. And Sadiq, I mean, what do we even say?
Like, yeah.
I didn't know that I cared about him as much as I did
right.
until tonight.
Right.
And I just feel like, I think this was a much more major, I'm going to say, quote unquote, death, because there are people out there saying that maybe he isn't dead.
Really?
Then I thought, yeah, some people are saying that. I think that's crazy, but
I do too.
Let us know if y'all think that, why you think that.
Yeah, I would really like to know. I loved this episode. Same. It definitely caught me off guard. I'm going to say it right now. I called it. I called it.
Benny.
I knew he was a whisperer. I knew it. So, but I was not expecting Sadiq to die. But apparently, like you said, people don't think he's dead. That would be cool.
I mean, like, a majority of people think
yeah.
he is. But, you know, anytime on The Walking Dead where we don't see someone die, like, technically we saw him get choked out. Like, you could choke me out right now.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't mean that I died.
Maybe he's faking it.
But I was like, obviously, like, there's no reason that Dante would have to leave Sadiq
right.
alive in this situation. He's not just going to choke him out and be like, okay, that was a warning.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to follow
through.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. So, speaking of Sadiq, let's just jump right into it and talk about him. He is still having these visions. He's not doing so well, all while he's trying to take care of all these people who are sick from at the beginning, we have no idea what
right.
it's from.
Right.
But I had a strange feeling it was the water because they kept showing water. Did you get that?
Okay, so I thought this whole time we've known that it was the water. But I thought it was because Gamma was poison, you know, putting the walkers
right.
in the water. Mm-hmm. So tonight I started to think more about this and I was like, well, walkers have been in, you know, the water and in the stream and whatever randomly for a really long time. I was like, so why is it just now affecting them and why is it only affecting certain people and yada, yada, yada. Didn't even cross my mind, obviously, until we see the filtration system that, like, oh, someone could have very easily bumped that
and
thing.
Who and who could have did that?
Exactly. Just this, I mean, the sheer fact that, like, and even it makes me feel so bad for him to think of Sadiq's PTSD, because obviously he was going to have it no matter what. I mean, mm-hmm. he saw all of those people freaking decapitated.
Right.
But to know now that he's had this person literally right by his side that he didn't even feel great about, mm-hmm. but doing these things that triggered him,
right.
saying certain words. I even thought back, I was like, have we seen him do that yeah. before with his mouth? And we have.
Right.
I looked back at like certain scenes to see. Mm-hmm. And so he's had this thing there, this person there, giving him these triggers all along, because
right.
he didn't want him to heal from this.
Right.
Obviously, he would have, you know, known more at the time, even though he had the skin on his face. But it just makes me feel for him.
Yeah.
Even more.
I felt and all along, like, I was literally yelling at my TV screen. I'm like, dude, it's the water.
Right?
The water is making everyone sick. And then that moment where Carol, she brings a prisoner in and Sadiq is, you know, checking him out. And we find out that he dies, and it's from the other doctor. What did the other doctor give him? I was confused about that.
I forgot what it was called. So if you're in chat, I have chat up right now. I know it's everybody's lit from mm-hmm. this episode. So let us know if you know exactly what it was called. It's called like Woolsworth or something like that. But
yeah.
basically, it's an herb that kills you. Essentially.
Okay.
It can do other things, but like in this scenario, it wouldn't. So he had the audacity, and this is the first. You know, this dude has been laying some groundwork mm-hmm. for Sadiq to die.
Yeah.
Because he can't figure out what's going on. Now, granted, tonight, technically, he admitted, meeting
right.
Dante, he was like,
he's been making him crazy.
I haven't been on it with the water. Whoops, this thing got turned. Yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
But he now he's planning, I thought this is for pain and inflammation. And Sadiq is like, why would you ever do this? You just
right.
killed this guy. And obviously this is a big deal because of who this guy is and because of them breaching the walls for it. But he blames it on Sadiq.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you packed the
yeah.
bag. And with Sadiq's mind being how it is, it's not the biggest shocker. Like,
it's not.
He clearly is just like, well, I packed the bag. And he
mm-hmm.
puts all of that blame on himself.
Right.
So Dante has definitely been laying the groundwork for people to maybe not think that him doing something to himself is the craziest thing in the world.
Right. And this just got me thinking, like, I think this has been Alpha's plan all along
yeah.
to
break him down.
Yeah. Make Sadiq live, mm-hmm. you know, have him witness these awful things that happened to his friends
mm-hmm.
and then have someone from the other side make sure that he continues to go crazy.
Well, one thing that we've asked ourselves also throughout the season is, you know, there's the moment where Alpha says, we're everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
And we were like, how would they have possibly
mm-hmm.
known? Like, it just doesn't make sense. You can't be ever all the time. You don't have the technology that the saviors did and all
yeah.
of this crap. Like, they literally were everywhere all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But especially during those winter months. But so to see tonight, you know, and I still, biggest mystery still is where the did Dante come from?
Like, yes.
We
need a backstory.
So when we were introduced to him this season, and I looked back, I Googled, I was like, am I crazy? I can't go on our after show and be like, I forgot how Dante got there.
No, that's why we all thought that he was just, something was off with him, because
right.
he just randomly showed up. He didn't have anything wrong with him whatsoever. He
right.
was just this happy-go-lucky guy. We've never really seen a character like that on The Walking Dead just get introduced.
Well,
like
he when at the point that this season started, he was already fully integrated in the community.
Right.
Like, he had already been there. We don't know how long exactly,
mm-hmm.
but he had been there for a while. And this slightly a spoiler, not really a spoiler, but let me say it just in case. There is no equivalent to Dante in the comic books. There is technically a character named Dante, but it's a totally different person.
Right.
Like, tries to like get with Maggie or something.
Mm-hmm.
So the character on the show, Dante, there is no book version of
him.
So there's no secret spy, secret whisper spy in Alexandria.
So Dante in the comics was a love interest for Maggie.
I don't know exactly what happened in that situation, okay. But basically there is a character in the comics with the same name,
right, Dante, but not the same
but
character.
It is totally different.
Got it.
So, and there's no spy in Alexandria for the whispers,
right?
But that's what she said. We saw in that episode to Beta, she was like, you know, y'all think we're doing nothing, but what do? You mm-hmm. slowly break them down.
Right.
You mess up their water system, which is what Gamma was trying to do. And, you know, you had little by little, you give them a little bit of the herd and whatever. Yeah. But it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, I'm like, how would they, is this a person who came in? You know, we've seen a lot of people join their community, but I just want to know. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, like, Sadiq obviously didn't feel great about him this whole time.
Yeah.
He even told Rosita at one point, he's like, I just think he triggers me because of this, because mm-hmm. of Enid.
Right.
And that is exactly why he triggers you. Because he held your eyes open while
right,
Enid
exactly.
was murdered.
Speaking of Rosita, let's talk about their relationship real quick. I'm so confused with that because I feel like Rosita, like, bless her heart, like, I know she's sick, but she just needs to pick someone.
This is the thing that kills me. I knew you were going to say that too, because anytime someone else has died on this show or like been maimed in some major way, they've like kind of led us up to it. Mm-hmm. They give us these sweet moments. Tonight, when Sadiq and Rosita were having their moments, not once did it run through my mind, oh, Sadiq might die. Whenever,
really?
Like, I always think of Abraham, because Abraham had all of these really amazing moments with,
yeah.
with everyone that he loved before he died, with Eugene and everybody. And so many people have. They give you those moments. Before Rick, obviously he didn't die, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Before Rick, like, he had these moments with Daryl that you wanted, and Carol, and everybody. Mm-hmm. And tonight, when Sadiq is having these moments with Rosita, which is what it seems like he's been wanting, didn't one time run through my mind whatsoever.
Wow.
But did it run through yours?
I was not expecting him to die.
No.
Whatsoever.
So, what are we off our game? I don't know.
I have no idea. I just know I was so bummed when, like, when the scene happened where he's choking him out.
Yeah.
I thought he would be able to get away, get the knife, and
somebody's
going to
walk in. Somebody's going
right,
to do something.
Exactly.
But you asked about Rosita. I think the way that things were going tonight,
mm-hmm.
I was like, thank you for doing this. Because I thought that she clearly was kind of, she's with Gabriel. She is not, or has not been with Sadiq whatsoever. But
right.
I thought tonight it was kind of like, okay, I think maybe I do want to be with you. And I'm like, really? I don't know about y'all out there, but none of us love the Rosita Gabriel relationship too much. Not that we see very much of it anyway, so mm-hmm. whatever. But I thought tonight, just in the way that she, obviously she was helping him when she saw him jump into the water and
right.
things like that. But just their conversations of like talking about being parents and how it's so weird for them, and, you know, how all he wants to do is be a good dad. And she mm-hmm. says he's the most amazing dad.
Right.
I thought she was kind of like maybe leaning more toward the Sadiq side
yeah.
in those moments. Did you?
I'm, you know what, I'm still hoping for a Rosita and Eugene love storyline.
All right, you'll be waiting forever.
You know what, though? I feel like they gave us a little hint last episode, and then this episode, she was like, you know, oh, I said I would talk to him. I kind of feel bad about it. I think she's slowly starting to get a little bit of feelings. I'm calling
maybe,
it right now.
Maybe
I'm calling
call
it right now.
I mean, you were right on this, so I'm not counting you out for anything. But, you know, I'm just not holding my breath either.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just really bummed that, you know, when he figured it out, Rosita was right by him, and he didn't say anything to her. And now,
I know.
How are we gonna know?
That's what kills. I think maybe more than anything, maybe more than Sadiq being killed, because
yeah.
he figured this out.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, you know, not to take it back to Game of Thrones, which I feel like we have done a fair amount of comparison, but
mm-hmm.
it's very Game of Thronesy.
Yeah.
Somebody finds out this major truth, doesn't tell anybody,
yeah.
and then,
which I was like, why?
Most
bro?
Likely dies.
Yeah.
I mean, because he figured it out and had plenty of time, but like,
mm-hmm.
obviously he needs to process. He needs to figure out how he's going to handle this. He still didn't necessarily know that it was Dante in that moment where
yeah.
when he figures out that the thing has been twisted from drinkable to undrinkable or whatever it says. Are we ever going to learn our lesson? Are we ever going to learn to, like,
it's The Walking Dead.
No, never, right. We're not.
Never. Let's go. Move. Let's move on to Carol and the whisperer that she caught. She is on a mission to get answers, and it's so funny the method that she uses, because she brings out this platter, and I'm thinking it's a bunch of tools and all these other things that she's going to use to torture him with, and it's food.
What has Carol always used? Food.
Right?
When they got to Alexandria, her baking the cookies, that's how she, like, got people on her side and stuff.
So do you think that's what she was trying to do? She was trying to get the guy on her side?
Well, yeah, because think of what Lydia said. Lydia said, I think she really listened to that at the moment where she said, you know, these people think that this is the only way of life, meaning the whisperer life. They think that, you know, Alpha has done all of this stuff for them. She makes them believe that, you know, everything she's done for them is to help them, even though she kills any of them at the drop of a hat. So that doesn't make sense to me. But I think it really hit her, because she was like, you know what? You're right. How do you actually make a change? How do you actually figure this out and win? Mm-hmm. Because they're, you know, really the only thing they have threatening them is the herd, obviously, at this point. But it's to get in. And you don't just change one. You don't just find out, because the herd could have moved. You change the mind of many. Which makes sense why Dante accidentally killed him.
Yeah.
Because he knew that he was probably going to get information soon.
Right.
But I think that, yes, she was, at first was like, okay, let's see what we can get. Let me show you that these things are possible. We have all of these foods and whatever. But, I mean, I actually thought it was kind of working at first. You
it
saw
was.
His face.
Yeah. And how he was eating that bread with the jam, it was like his first meal in forever. And I think at that moment, he saw himself about to break.
Yeah.
And that's when he spit it in her face. And I think he was holding on to the fact that, you know, Alpha killed her daughter for us. I have to be strong.
Yeah.
Killed her daughter, because she really didn't. But
I mean, I wanted right then. I was like, go get Lydia.
Yeah.
Go get her. Like, who cares? I was actually kind of surprised that Daryl was so
Me too.
It.
I didn't get it.
I mean, he said, he's like, don't, this girl's already been through enough. Don't cause her more pain. But I'm like, what can she do to help? What can she do to solidify herself as a part of this community?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly this. She's not doing anything. Right. What's going to happen? You know, just because let's say they would have told this man and they released him and, you know, he goes back and tells everybody.
Yeah.
That's not on Lydia. That's on Alpha.
Right.
So I was just like, what? Sure, are you using her a little bit? Absolutely, but this is the freaking apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like, do what you can.
Do what you gotta do to survive.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
I was like, absolutely, go show Lydia. But that clearly didn't work.
No, it didn't. So Carol has another plan, and she takes Lydia with her. And this was the part that I was just like, I don't understand why she's so upset. But she takes her out, and Gamma sees her, which we'll talk more about soon.
Yeah.
And Lydia is just like, I thought you needed my help. Mm-hmm. You know, I trusted you. You're just like her. What do you think she meant when she said you're just like her?
I mean, I think it was because she felt duped a little bit because Carol didn't tell her the truth. But when she said, you know, you told me you needed my help, I was like, and that's exactly what you're doing right now.
Right.
But I think just seeing the Whisperer and seeing, you know, being kind of not back in that scenario, but just seeing someone who reminded her of all of these things obviously wasn't going to sit well with her. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine if Carol would have said, you know, I think it was the whole thing, because it's not great to hear that your mom said she killed you.
Yeah.
That's not great. And maybe Lydia would have...
Probably don't want to hear that.
Right. Maybe Lydia would have had not the reaction that we would have expected, but I would think that she would have come around.
Right.
But they're impatient, and they need to be impatient, because obviously they're being, like, tortured, and people are, you know, poisoning their water and killing people left and right. But I thought it was a little silly. I was like,
yeah,
maybe you and I are a little too hardcore, but I was like, I don't understand why you're upset.
Maybe it's because she's like, she's a teenager, right? So maybe she's going through that, you know, adolescent phase where it's just, it's not fair that you're doing this to me, blah, blah, blah.
And it is still her mom. It's just like, that thought came to me right then. I'm like, earlier in the episode when she says to Carol, I hate these people, mm-hmm. but I still know them.
Right.
So
right.
like, that sucks, obviously. Mm-hmm. And who does Lydia hate more than anyone? Her mom.
Her mom, yeah.
But who does she also probably, I don't want to say love, but let's just say love for lack
feelings
of...
feelings for.
Yes, for yeah. lack of a better adjective, her mom.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be a thing that she's going to want to hear about.
And didn't Carol say, like, you have to choose
yeah.
between the two? And that's kind of tough.
Well, I thought she had already chosen, and mm-hmm. I understand that she's going through all of this stuff. Literally someone died three episodes ago, whatever it was, because of her and these people attacking her, and she is not fitting in, or people are making her not fit in.
Yeah.
But I'm like, all of these people, obviously I'm always going to be on our OG's side, and I'm always going to be on Alexandria's side. And yeah. I'm like, all of these people died because they let you stay. Mm-hmm. You better have chosen a side by
yeah.
now. Like, I'm like, sure, do I want you to get beaten to a pulp? Absolutely not. That
no.
sucks. And people, you know, they at this point, they need to be getting over certain things, but they're also being directly attacked by your people all the time. Mm-hmm. So, like, give them a bone.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Negan gave her the best advice when he was like, just, you know, don't let it bother you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that sucks, but...
It's so funny. This episode was so good. I forgot all about Negan.
Right? And that last episode was so crazy. I was
right,
so sad
exactly.
not to be here. But, like, yeah, I mean, him, I think that was the best advice for her. But I don't know.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
obviously not getting over it. So
let's talk about Alpha, Gamma, and Aaron.
Yeah.
I love the dynamic between Aaron and Gamma, and how Aaron is trying to get through to Gamma. And I think, and I could be completely wrong, mm-hmm. like, I think Aaron is playing the game
yeah.
and trying to get into her head, trying to get information, just like Gamma was doing.
Yeah.
It's just Gamma didn't do a good job at it.
Well, so I was thinking the same thing the whole time. I'm like, Aaron knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He's a smart guy. But then I'm like, okay, maybe he's just, obviously, I don't think, you know, this girl coming and talking to him every day, he's going to automatically be like, oh, she's on my side. I'm going to tell her this, and she's not going to go back and tell Alpha or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He has to know, okay, this person is going to continue coming here every day. She's not, you know, he doesn't know what she is to the group at this point. He doesn't mm-hmm. know that she's, you know, basically third in line. But I mean, I think it's over now though.
You think so?
Well, right?
Yeah, yeah, very true. And just the part where, you know, Aaron, he has his bag with him, and you can see a picture that his kid drew. I'm like, I think he intentionally put that there.
Oh, because she's young. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how old she is, but she's young.
Yeah.
So he knows what's gonna, it's just like Lydia said, these people don't know in another way.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, what can I do to show her that we're living, you know, whatever a normal life is now? We
right.
have food. And even, you know, she talks about him, like, eating the bread every mm-hmm. day. And she's like, wow, that must take a lot of people to make that. And you have that every single day. Like, they're eating animals and worms
yeah.
and stuff like that. So I think they're obviously both being very strategic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what he's doing as of right now,
it's getting more into her head. Yeah.
More.
And it's crazy how torn she's starting to become. You know, we see her running away and she's chanting this chant that they're always saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she talks to Alpha, like, Alpha's group, it's pretty much a cult.
Yeah.
After this episode, like, it's...
They're drinking the Kool-Aid.
Exactly. It's a cult. And so the words that Alpha spills to her, it's kind of like she's just poisoning her mind.
Well, yeah, and that's what she does, because mm-hmm. she wants the people to just follow her and believe her. But I'm like, why?
Right.
I guess that's what I want to know. Like, what's your... I understand why Negan did it. I understand why Rick did it. I understand why the governor did it.
Mm-hmm.
But Alpha, you don't even seem to want anything. So
yeah.
But that's why she's a psycho.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So,
I mean, I want to know how they were arranging these meetings between Gamma and Aaron? Like, were they just like, okay, let's meet up every day. Let's meet up every day at 12 o'clock and we'll have lunch together.
Right.
I wonder how that came about. But even more so, I wonder how this meeting at nighttime came about. Mm-hmm. Did they just happen to be in the same place? Like, meaning when, you know, she ends up like turning on him.
Mm-hmm.
Because she, when she goes back with Alpha before this, which you mentioned, you can obviously tell that she's in her head. And this is when we see Alpha hit her on the arm with the switch.
Yeah.
Which, took me back to my young days when, like, people at church would have switches.
And didn't she do that to Lydia also?
Yeah. And, like, Beta did that to her at one point. This was one of the worst I've seen, I feel like, because mm-hmm. that was literally, like, an indentation coming out of her arm.
Yeah.
But, you know, Alpha can quickly tell, just as any idiot could, mm-hmm. like, she's being affected by this. And she's, you know, Alpha is allowing her to go talk to Aaron because it's like, we can get information from this. We mm-hmm. can, you know, see what's actually going on. But she already had somebody on the inside, so that doesn't really make sense.
Right.
But, yeah, I think that the way that, you know, Gamma's mind has been, she's just coming off of, like, two very traumatic things. Like,
yeah.
basically, she assisted on her sister's death.
Mm-hmm.
And then, lo and behold, it didn't come to my mind until later in the episode, but, like, Aaron's daughter is her niece, is Gamma's niece, technically, right?
Technically, I think.
No, that's a different girl. The people that
there's a different couple that has it. Yeah,
the older couple. Sorry. Brain fart. But that's what she thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can tell that it's making her think something when she has a picture and she's like, he has a daughter.
Right.
And Alpha says, you know, are you thinking something about your sister's baby that she had right before she died? And whatever. So I full agreement with you. Aaron definitely knows exactly what he's doing. I just want to know how these meetups are happening. And I more so want to know how the nighttime meetup happened, because we've never.
Yeah.
I mean,
see, that's why I'm confused. I'm like, were Aaron and Carol both working together? Because it was just too much of a coincidence for me for them to just both be at the same spot.
Right. Well, I want to know what y'all think in chat. If Carol and Aaron kind of, like, arranged a meeting.
And they knew that Gamma was going to be there so they could reveal that Lydia was alive. Or it just was too much of a coincidence.
Or did Carol just follow Aaron? Because she knew that this had happened.
Right, yeah, let us know.
That's my other theory. I think probably they had arranged it. But it's a little weird because, you know, it's just like at the very beginning of the episode when Carol and Daryl come in mm-hmm. with this Whisperer guy. This is against everyone's decision. Everyone said absolutely not. They had to cross the lines to do it. So it's like, I can't imagine. I mean, Aaron's not a rule follower. They definitely arranged it together. He used to be. Now he's not.
See, I really think they do. I really think they do.
You're right.
Real quick, what did you think about, you know, the big revelation when Gamma found out that Lydia is alive?
That was amazing.
I was like, yes.
I was like, did we just see the beginning of the fall of the Whisperers mm-hmm. whenever that happened?
Right.
Because to think that this person, you know, if anything, more than anything else, they think that this person does everything for them, and they are so gung-ho,
right.
She sacrificed her own daughter.
Yes.
I mean, they were pretty dang gung-ho before, but now, even more so. Like, they're willing to stay around and kind of, you know, torture this one group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Otherwise, they would keep on moving.
Right.
But because they think she did this, I mean, just her reaction where she goes by the lake and she's literally like, like, just tripping balls right there.
It was insane. Yeah. And then, like, what was going through my head is, you know, Gamma sees that, like you said, that Alpha was able to sacrifice her own daughter for the group. And so she sacrificed her sister mm-hmm. for the group because she's seeing this woman who is, you know, a leader to her. And so now she finds out the truth and she's like, my sister didn't have to die.
Right.
Pretty much.
And she assisted in her sister's death. Like, mm-hmm. she's the one who pushed her down, basically, or got her off of Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
So to know that, I forget exactly what we said the time period was. It's like 6-ish months. But, you know, things are definitely more intense now than they used to be, which was because of Alpha saying that.
Right.
Which now I'm like, ooh, you know, what a tangle web you weave when you first practice to deceive.
Alpha's in some trouble.
Oh, yeah. I hope Gamma, I mean, I don't think Gamma is going to be, Gamma knows what will happen if she runs back and it's like,
I think
lied.
Gamma's too weak to take on Alpha. I think, I don't know.
I think Gamma's too weak, but I don't think that, this is one of the other things that I, at first I was so upset about because I was like, this guy's about to discover that Lydia is alive, and then dang, he dies.
Yeah.
It was one of those other, like, one person finds out and then whatever. But I'm happy that she found out. I just wonder how it'll help, you know?
Yeah.
Not to, like, skip ahead, but in the preview for next week, you know, we see the moment where they're like, oh, what, are you going to listen to a whisperer? Because Gamma comes and says, you know, I have some information for you.
Right.
This is where I wonder if have the conversations that she has had with Alpha, are they, like, enough to really make her... Could she potentially just not care because she's afraid of, she doesn't want to die? She
right.
knows Alpha will just murder her, you know, at the drop of a hat. So could she use that as, like, the ultimate thing and be like, I know, but I'm not going to tell anybody, and I'm still going to use it to get on their side because now they'll believe because I've seen this.
Right. Yeah. Very true. Well, we will just have to wait and see. This was a really good episode. Did you have any final thoughts?
Just a random out there. I really, really enjoyed the scene of Daryl and Dog in his room because we haven't seen Daryl with his shirt on in a really long time. So I liked that a lot.
You were like, give me more, please.
I liked that a lot. I was like, dang, Daryl's got some scars. Obviously, they spent a significant amount of time showing us that, and he's been through a lot. You know, we've seen him be beat many times by people. I mean, I liked it, obviously, because of that. But just to see, like, what he's been through.
Yeah.
And, like, you rarely get a moment of Daryl just kind of, like, chilling.
Just hanging out.
Just petting his dog.
Just enjoying, just being blissful.
Exactly. And then still just the fact that... Obviously, all of the Dante stuff happening, of course, but overall, I feel like it's the, okay, now we can actually move somewhere and get along with, or be on the course of silencing the whispers.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so we'll just have to see.
We'll see.
But before we get on to anything else... we here at AfterBuzz TV just want to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV talk. And in order for us to grow, we need your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, go ahead and give us a thumbs up. If you're on iTunes, go ahead and give us a 5-star. Working at AfterBuzz means so much to us. And we just want to continue to give you guys amazing, good content while talking about our favorite show, The Walking Dead.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I love seeing what y'all are saying in chat right now. Mr. Supertastic says, Carol was probably thinking of sending her to the Whisperers to confuse them. So it could have been a coincidence that
maybe.
Carol just showed up.
Okay.
So maybe she's like, you need to go back. Czar Nicholas says, you never play your ace in the hole right away, April. So I'm guessing that's what you mean by Lydia, or you mean Lydia by that. And then Kay Shalhoub, I am very sorry for my pronunciation of that, says his backstory, obviously, I'm guessing we're talking about Dante, is online in a sneak peek for episode 10. And I want to, obviously, we're going to go into predictions shortly, but I just want to read this before that. Jeff Paddock says, what will Alpha do about Lydia now? Will she stand for being a proven liar to her people? Will it turn the whispers against her?
Ooh. Dun, dun, dun. We'll have to see.
Yes.
All right, let's go to our special segment, Favorite Kills.
Woo! Oh, gosh. We barely saw anyone
there
get killed
wasn't,
tonight.
There was one, and like I was like, all right, this is going to be my favorite kill, and I forgot it.
I mean, we didn't really see anything. I'll tell you what I wish would have been my favorite kill.
Uh-huh.
Whenever. I really... Just like you said earlier, I genuinely thought Sadiq was going to somehow turn this around on Dante.
Mm-hmm.
And just hearing him, reading all of the stuff and thinking about everything that he said to Rosita in the past and knowing what we know and how he had literally just tricked and fooled everybody other than Sadiq, I wanted that. That would have been my favorite kill.
Yeah.
I thought someone was going to come in and stop it, but they didn't, obviously.
R.I.P. Sadiq.
Yeah, R.I.P. Sadiq. Maybe R.I.P.
Maybe R.I.P. Like, how cool would that be, though?
Likely R.I.P. Sadiq.
Yeah. I just remembered my favorite one. I think it was like the only kill of the episode. I might be wrong, but it was with Gamma when that walker was attacking her, and then she put him through the tree. I think is that what happened? Yeah. So I'm like, oh, that's pretty. It's pretty gory.
That was a pretty epic one. Yeah, I liked it.
Let's go to our MVP.
Ooh, MVP. My MVP. Gotta go with Sadiq.
Sadiq, yeah, we have to.
Gotta go with Sadiq.
We'd be kind of messed up to...
He figured it out after jumping into the water to commit suicide. Comes back up from it, and then he's like... I love how he's listing everything. He's like, they don't live in the same place. They don't eat. Yes. And I'm like, they
drink the water!
The water! So, okay. I also did love the sign. I'm gonna forget what it says exactly, but I was like, Eugene obviously wrote this, how it's like, do not touch... if there's report any issue to Sadiq and Eugene, do not mess with this finely tuned water machine or something, water filtration system. It was hilarious.
Yeah. All right, let's go to predictions.
Ooh. Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, what do you think is going to happen?
Like we said already, I think Sadiq is definitely dead. Yeah. I do not think it would be the dumbest decision ever for Dante to leave him alive. Love him. Love him. Literally already feel myself missing his presence, especially because it just takes me back to Coral. And
Coral.
Rick. Yeah. but I think that... I think Dante is going to stay for a while.
Yeah.
And I think Dante is going to turn into this like extra villain that we didn't even know we had. Like,
that's a good one.
He's doing more damage than anybody else. Like, the doctor you just killed, the one who's going to save everybody. Now you have someone being the doctor that can, he can very easily make Sadiq's death look
like a suicide.
And obviously Rosita sees him, trying to commit suicide. Everyone knows he's had PTSD. He's the one who could do that. He's also the one taking care of everybody. So he can just knock them off one by one.
Yeah.
I mean, people are going to stop trusting him eventually. But I think Dante is going to turn into like a major, not a major villain, like an alpha, but like he's going to do a lot of damage.
He's doing a lot of damage for sure.
I don't know where I think Lydia's going to go, but I think that she'll get caught by either group sooner rather than later.
Okay.
I mean, where else? They're not going to create, Lydia's own storylines.
So. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think that, I said this last time, I think Rosarita is not going to...
Rosita.
Why did I say Rosarita? Rosita. I think Rosita is not going to survive this sickness. And this is kind of a spoiler, but not really. But the actor who plays her is going to be on that new Netflix show. What's it called? I can't remember the name of it. I don't want to mess up the name because it's about a famous singer. Selena. Yeah. Yes.
I saw her post about it today. Christian is her name. But yeah. Yes.
So Selena. I don't think she's going to survive. I think she's going to another episode. She's going to another show. So... I don't know. We'll have to see.
We'll see. I want to, before we end, I just want to say, Keisha Hoop asked, why would Alpha risk having Gamma spy on Alexandria and discover Lydia is alive, especially since she already has a spy inside Alexandria? We know that Alpha was letting Gamma. She's one who suggested for her to get close to Eren.
True.
So that's why I said that.
Oh, we're going to have to wait and see. I can't wait for next week.
Oh, yes.
Thank you guys so much for joining us for another after show. April, why don't you sign us off?
Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant. Thank y'all so much for joining. Mid-season finale next week.
Woo! Can't wait. And I'm your host, Benny Adams. You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.